Charles, the new ray gun that's been tested, where it incurs incredible heat on people.
Yeah, it's basically just like taking a microwave oven, but a much larger one, and simply aiming it at somebody. That's basically what it amounts to. I mean, it's very simple, actually, and it's a concept that's been around for a long time. It just happened to get funded in a more aggressive way, and I think Iraq may have sort of prompted a more fast track, but this is not a new concept. But, I mean, it's effective. It's a non-lethal weapon, one of many. But there's a more interesting area of projected microwave that I think might be kind of a really futuristic concept that's coming to pass. There's something called psychotronic weaponry, which suggests that thoughts can be manipulated or behaviors can be manipulated by microwaves, or let's just say encoded messages within the microwave transmission. And this has been going for some time. People always thought, oh, gosh, this is...
I hear voices.
Yes, exactly right. And, oh, this is just craziness, you know, some conspiracy nut. Well, not so fast. China, Russia, various countries in Europe, a whole bunch of folks have been testing this sort of thing for quite some time. And the ability to perfect that process is actually much closer than people realize. In fact, there was even a hearing here, Senator Kucinich was trying to come up with some kind of a law or a treaty that might put a ban or some kind of control on psychotronic weapons. I mean, the UN has discussed this. There's been lots of papers published on this. And the basic concept is, could people be instigated to say things or do things or maybe momentarily have moments of hysteria or, you know, psychological disarray, as it were? That's exactly what's coming around the corner. So even though this current sort of first-generation microwave weaponry is a very, you know, crude but effective way to simply make somebody feel uncomfortable from a given distance, I think the next generation is going to be a much more interesting, if that's the right word for it, and potentially really, really a new territory of weaponry, as it were.
Are we making a Manchurian candidate out of people?
Not quite, but certainly, I mean, I think in the general context, people are looking at a way to either momentarily or in some context alter the behavior of, let's say, a commander in the field or an elite team was being sent in to do some special task, and all of a sudden they got blasted with some kind of behavior-modifying weaponry that changed their thoughts, their perceptions, and it would be like instantaneous psychosis or something. That could be a very interesting weapon, and a lot of people would see some real value in that. Now, there have been further experiments where people really do hear voices, and in fact, it's been shown this can be done.
Like the ray gun, though, Charles, why don't we get like 10 units? I guess you can hit them from 500 meters away, so 1,500 feet, basically. Set them up along borders, like Iran, around Syria, to keep them from coming into the country. Just turn them on.
I think that's partly what's probably in the future. I think
really?
I think people are looking at these ideas. I mean, here's what I was going to propose as per the last few comments we were making. The days of big population-intensive armies in the field, lots of boots on the ground, with sort of traditional military protocols, those days are really fading into the past. Now, at some point in the future, if we end up really getting into an all-out confrontation with China, and I hope that doesn't happen, I don't think it really has to happen. Some people think it might. Okay, that might come to play.
Do you think it might?
I think there's a possibility. I think that
over Taiwan.
Taiwan would be one of the trigger points. But I think that everybody, and you know, look, the Chinese people are not stupid. They very, very much understand long-term chess as a kind of a global strategy concept. So they'll make threats. They'll do sword rattling. They'll try to call their markers in on the debts that we've already been committed to. You know, I mean, they have economic tools they can work with. They don't need to use arms. But they'll obviously have lots of military force, you know, the big stick that they can kind of shake over us.
On the other hand, we'll be partners.
Well, that's what we're looking at. Now, but back to the original question. I think the concept of using I'm not sure smarter is the right word, but ever more sort of exotic weaponry to replace the functionality of lots of boots on the ground, that's exactly where we're trying to go. And many other entities throughout the world are sort of seeing the same idea, whether it's artificial intelligence, you know, smart vehicles, autonomous, you know, vehicles that can fly and drive around the ground, machines that can act as sort of military robots in the field, in parallel with other kinds of weaponry or deterrence systems that, just like you're saying, could surround a nation or limit the sort of movements of people through a certain region, that kind of stuff. That's absolutely what's on the drawing board. No question about it.